Are you there? Well, we're here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 ways better. Swan soap.
Yes, sir. Swan, the new white floating soap, 8 ways better than old style floating soaps, presents. Paul Whiteman. Your Swanee announcer, Bill Goodwin. A singer, if we can find one. And, well, I swan, here are the stars of our show, George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Hello, George Burns speaking. What? Yes, Mrs. Burns is home. Gracie, it's for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello. Who? Oh, hello. I've got some wonderful news for you. George and I are going to work on our new radio program today. For us? Oh, thanks. Well, we've been just as worried about it as you have. Well, it's been awfully nice of you to call us every day. Goodbye.
Who's that?
The telephone company.
What are they worried about? They'll get paid. Well, Gracie, we've got to get to the studio. Where's my shirt?
George, don't walk in front of that window in your underwear. You know how snoopy those people are who live next door.
Oh, the last holdovers, huh?
Yes, they're always sneaking around and peeking in our windows.
Well, I think that's awful.
Well, it certainly is. And to tell you the truth, you don't look as nice in your underwear as Mr. Last Vogel.
Gracie, please, I've got to find my shirt. Where's that maid? Hilda! Hilda!
Yeah, Mr. George Burns.
Where's my shirt? Hilda, where's my shirt? Gracie, why doesn't she answer me?
It's her day off.
If it's her day off, what is she doing here?
She lives here.
And she gets paid here, too, a fine maid. When you want her, it's her day off.
Oh, now, I think you're very mean to stand here and say things like that behind Hilda's back.
Behind her back?
Yeah, she's looking out of the window.
Oh. Hilda, what are you laughing at?
Doesn't Mr. Last Folger look funny in his underwear?
I'll bet it's the one with the green stripes.
Get away from there, Hilda, and get out. He does look funny at that. What is that?
That's Mr. Lassville laughing at you.
Well, pull down that shade. We'll never get to the studio. Gracie, throw me my shoes.
Here they are.
Oh, well, I hope our show gets over. It'll be the first time we ever did a show without a singer.
Oh, you're just saying that because you don't know Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Who's Jimmy?
The singer I signed.
You signed the singer?
Why not? He knows how to write.
Gracie, since when have you become a talent scout?
Well, I used to be a Girl Scout, and I figured if a girl could be a Girl Scout, a talent can be a talent scout.
You figured that out yourself?
Sure.
Well, there's quite a difference. Talent scout looks for talent, and the Girl Scout...
looks for girls.
Yeah, looks for girls, yeah.
Imagine that, John Barrymore, Girl Scout.
Gracie, I don't want to get excited, but who is the singer?
Well, his name is Jimmy Cash. I met him in a grocery store.
You mean he was buying groceries?
No, he was selling them.
You signed a grocery clerk?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a voice has he got? Is he a baritone? Is he a tenor?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear him sing.
You didn't hear him sing?
Uh-uh.
Well, then how do you know he had a good voice?
Well, I knew it the minute I heard him. He said, a pound of cheese for Mrs. Breeze.
A pound of cheese for Mrs. Breeze? What did he do for an encore?
He sold some fish to Mrs. Gish.
Well, of all the imbecilic things to do, going into a grocery store and... well, there's the doorbell. I wonder who that can be.
Well, maybe it's Hilda's boyfriend, Olaf Sten. She's got a date with him.
Why doesn't she answer the door?
It's her day off.
I suppose I'll have to answer it. Just a minute. I'm putting on my robe.
Good evening, Mr. Burns. I am Olaf.
I know. Come right in. So you're Hilda's boyfriend?
Hudson.
Hutsut, huh? Well, that's all I needed. That's a smart five-button suit you've got on, Olaf.
Yeah, it's a little tight around the brawler.
Oh, I think I get it. Brawler suit.
Hot shot,
yes. Well, sit down. I'll call Hilda.
Whoop.
What was that?
My riddler.
I'll go in the kitchen and Hilda will sew it for you.
Hot shot.
Oh, go with that hot shot. Gracie.
Here I am, putting on my hat.
Look, while I go and look for a shirt, will you phone Paul Whiteman and Bill Goodwin and you tell them that we're leaving?
All right.
Number, please.
Operator, will you get me Paul Whiteman at the Hollywood Plaza Hotel and Bill Goodwin at our radio studio at the same time? Well, I want to tell them the same thing and it's silly to make two calls, don't you think so?
I have both your parties. Go ahead, Miss Allen.
Hello?
Hello, this is Bill Goodwin. Who is this?
You just told me it's Bill Goodwin. Now, guess who this is?
Hello, this is Paul Whiteman. Why did you call me, Gracie?
I didn't call you Gracie. I called you Paul.
Aha, uh-huh, this is Gracie Allen.
It is? Well, if you're Gracie Allen, who am I?
Look, I'm Paul Whiteman.
Oh, I'm certainly happy you're going to be on our program.
Well, thanks, Gracie, and I'm happy, too, because that new Swan soap is such a swell product. Gosh, it's eight ways better than old-style floating soaps. I can't wait to tell the people about it.
Well, I'm glad you're so excited.
Well, why shouldn't I be? You'd be, too, when you hear my new trumpet player. When he blows that horn, you should see just what comes out.
Suds, suds, and more suds. That's what you get from Swan. Why, Swan suds twice as fast.
Gee, it sounds great.
It's terrific, and what an arrangement I've doped up.
Well, you just can't beat it. Break it in two and use half for the kitchen and half for the bath. Swan makes any soap and water job lots more fun.
Really?
Boy, my music will set your feet a-moving.
And it's easy on your hands, too. Why, Swan is pure, as mild as the finest imported Castile soaps. Try it in your shower or tub.
With a bass fiddle slapping out a good hot chorus.
In a green wrapper with a white swan on the front.
Oh, my, that sounds exciting and pretty and confusing.
Gracie, are you still on the phone?
Well, goodbye, boys. See you at the studio.
Well, I'm all dressed. Let's hurry. You ready?
Oh, wait, I'll look in the mirror. Hat and vest, that's right. Two stockings, that's right. Three shoes, that's right. My gloves.
Three shoes?
Yeah, that's right. My gloves.
Three shoes?
Well, sure. It's much safer to put your money in your shoe than it is to put it in your purse.
So you take along an extra shoe?
Certainly.
You're going to carry it in your hand?
No, in the purse.
Well, that's a smart idea. Well, come on, let's go. Wait a minute. Am I silly or am I silly? I forgot to put on my suspenders. Gracie, where are my suspenders?
Oh, come on, George. That'll only hold things up. Let's go.
Well, all right. I'll get a pair on the road.
And now, the daddy of them all. The father of modern dance music, Paul Whiteman, playing Three Blind Mice. Take it, Pops.
here we are together on the Swan Show, and believe me, I'm thrilled.
Ah, thanks, George, and that goes double for me.
Oh, please, Paul, this is a soap program. You mean that goes bubble for me.
Gracie's right, George.
Yeah, but this only this time. Listen to this, Paul. Gracie went into a grocery store, and what do you think she came back with?
I don't care what it is. Just drag it out, brother. I'm starving.
You don't understand, Paul. Gracie went into a grocery store, hired a grocery clerk as a singer on our program.
You said it. When there's something to be done, I do it.
Oh, yes, and fast, fast. Yeah,
I don't sit and let grass grow under my feet.
Well, never mind. Don't bother with it, Gracie.
There's nothing to get excited about, George. I once hired a trumpet player for $300 a week, and he couldn't play a note. I worried for months, but it turned out okay.
How?
I lost 85 pounds.
Well, off you, it looks good.
They caught. What'd you do with your old suits?
I subdivided them.
You subdivided them?
Yes, each suit made 10 bundles for Britain.
Well, Gracie, will you take the phone? He subdivided them. That's the silliest thing I... Gracie, take the phone.
Got it. What do you want me to do with it?
Take the receiver off the hook and answer it.
Yeah, oh.
Oh, it's a new invention that...
Hello? Oh, hello! George, it's Jimmy Cash.
Well, as long as you've got him signed, tell him to hurry over. I'd like to hear him sing.
George says to come right over. What, Jimmy? Really? Oh, well, I'm thrilled for you, too, Jimmy. George is so excited he can't talk.
Well, he should be.
Imagine selling rhubarb to Hedy Lamarr.
You don't know what that means to me.
What's that, Jimmy? Really beautiful, huh? Oh, not that gorgeous. Oh. Oh, we'll see for ourselves when you get to the broadcast.
He's bringing Hedy Lamarr?
No, the rhubarb.
Oh, the... Gracie, tell him to get over here.
Jimmy, George says to... What, Jimmy? Oh, all right. Goodbye, Jimmy. He can't leave until he sells 20 more pounds of potatoes.
Gracie, this whole thing is ridiculous. You can't find a singer in a grocery store.
Oh, no. That's the trouble with having brains. People tell us geniuses, you can't do this and you can't do that. They told Eli Whitney the same thing, but he went ahead and invented the electric light anyhow.
Gracie, in the first place, there was no electric light in Eli Whitney's time.
There must have been. How could he invent it in the dark?
All right, so he invented the electric light and the light, and let's forget the whole thing.
Well, sure, after all, the electric light isn't so important.
Mm.
It isn't half as important as the button.
As the button, yes.
Because if you couldn't press the button, you wouldn't
you
get
light
the light.
The light, I guess. Yes.
Then if you didn't have a light, you
couldn't find the button. I knew that was coming. Gracie, what I'm trying to explain is this, you see.
So I really think Eli Whitney deserves all the credit.
As long as you're giving out credits, what about Whitney's mother?
A beautiful painting.
I'll tell Whistler's father when he comes in. And answer the phone, Bill, will you?
Okay, George. Hello? Gracie, it's for you.
Thanks. Hello? Oh, hello, Jimmy. What? Oh, I see.
Oh, he's on his way, huh?
No, he still has to sell 10 more pounds of potatoes.
Will you tell him to get over here right away?
George says you better get over here right away. What? Well, of course that's more important. George, he's cleaning out a pickle barrel.
He's cleaning out a pickle barrel?
Now, don't forget you're going to sing in our program tonight, Jimmy. My, your voice sounds so lovely, too. So nice and deep. What? Oh, you're in the barrel.
Oh,
well. Well, see you later. Goodbye.
Everything happens to me. Jimmy Cash is supposed to sing here or no Jimmy Cash. Gracie, you'll have to take his place.
Well, George, I don't know anything about selling potatoes.
I don't mean that.
Well, I'm certainly not going to get into a pickle barrel.
I don't mean that either. You'll have to sing for Cash.
Wait, that's the first time I ever got paid.
Well, all right, Gracie, go ahead and sing.
Seems that I've been running round in circles ever since I saw the light of day. But you're busy keeping me busy in a sort of kind of different way. Coming and going, I'm all in a daze. I'm coming and going in dozens of ways. And darling, here's the reason why my heart walked out when you walked by. Is it December or maybe it's May? 'Cause I don't remember the time of the day. You gave my little world a spin. The lights went out when you came in. It's an early autumn for spring in the fall.
G.I. mixed up with love and all. Maybe it would help if I started again. Now let me see, where was I when? Coming and going, I better confess. My heart's overflowing, cause you whispered yes. Just goes to show what love can do. I've been coming and going since I met you. Coming and going places I've never been to before. Walking in empty spaces and I bang on every door. You got to doing all you command, like a cake of swan in the palm of your hand. Every time you're near me, my brain is nil. Guess I better leave you, on second thought I will. There goes the cuckoo's cuckoo and low and grin. Mister, that's where I came in. Coming and going, I better confess. My heart's overflowing, cause you whispered yes. Just goes to show what love can do. When I don't know if it's snowing, the way the wind is blowing, if I'm coming or I'm going with you.
Gracie, that was really swell.
Well, where's the money?
A little later, yes.
Say, excuse me, Gracie, there's a couple outside to see you. The girl says her name is Hilda.
George, that must be Hilda.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it's Hilda.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, please, Gracie, go find out what she wants.
All right.
Oh, Gracie, there's a fellow with her, and his name is Olaf Swan.
Bill, it's Sven, not Swan.
I talked him out of it.
Well, nice talking. Talk them out of it. And answer the phone.
Okay. Hello? What? Oh, no, but I'll take a message for her. Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Who was that?
George, it's Jimmy Cash. He'll be here as soon as he sells 5 more pounds of potatoes.
Well, that's fine.
Say, George, listen, maybe you're getting upset over nothing. You know, this kid may turn out to be something great.
You mean Gracie just walks into a grocery store and just like that discovers something great, huh?
Well, sure.
Bill, you can't find anything great in a grocery store.
Oh, now, wait a minute, George. You can't talk that way about Swan Soap.
Swan Soap? Who's talking about Swan Soap?
Now, look, didn't you just say that you can't walk into a grocery store and find something great?
Yeah, but...
Oh, so Swan Soap isn't great,
huh? I didn't say that.
Why, listen, it's the greatest white floating soap you ever saw. Swan gives you a rich, creamy lather even in the hardest water. It's pure, ideal for the baby.
Bill,
it's the most
Bill,
wonderful...
Bill, will you listen to me? You're beginning to act just like Gracie.
And what's wrong with Gracie? A fine guy you are talking about your wife behind her back.
Now, look, Bill, let's start all over again. Forget Jimmy Cash. Forget Gracie. Forget Swan soap.
Forget Swan? Why, Swan is the kind of soap you can't forget.
I know that,
it
but...
It smells so fresh and clean.
I know
it
that.
It feels so nice and smooth.
I know that,
it's
but...
It's firmer than old-style floating soaps. And Swan lasts and lasts and lasts. You'll get more real soap for your money.
I know that, Bill. Now, just keep calm.
Now, just try Swan. Look for the green wrapper with the white swan on the front. What a soap.
Bill, I said you win. Now, calm down. Swan is wonderful. Gracie is wonderful. Jimmy Cash is wonderful.
How do you know? Have you ever heard him sing?
Well, no.
Well, then how can you be such a dope and sign a guy you never even heard?
I didn't sign
yes,
him.
Yes, you did.
Gracie signed him. Oh, forget it, Paul. Will you answer the phone?
Hello.
Hello, what?
Okay, kid, I'll tell her.
What is it, Paul?
The singer will be here as soon as he sells 8 more pounds of potatoes.
8 more pounds? He just said 5.
Well, a customer brought back 3 pounds.
I can't make my mind up which I hate more, Jimmy Cash or potatoes.
George, if you're worried about a singer, I've got a kid in my band who plays the guitar, and he's not bad.
Now, look, Paul, not me. I had a South American guitar player last year, and he gave me a headache all season.
But this kid's great.
Well, who is he?
Que no te acuerdes de mí, yo estaba el año pasado cantando muy bien, gusté mucho, ¿te acuerdas?
Oh,
no
soy. Fine. Paul, give me an aspirin.
¿Para qué necesitas una aspirina?
Look, no... Señor Lee, I don't want to have any trouble with you again this season.
Now, wait, Señor Burns. My very handsome, intelligent, talented young man. And boy, am I carrying the good neighbor policy too far. I am a singer.
Señor, I heard you sing. And you're not the type I'm looking for.
Why not? During this summer, I had my own radio program in Mexico. I called myself the Lone Ranger.
Well, that's not very original.
Oh, but I was much more up to date. When I came on the air, I hollered, Hi-ho, aluminum!
Paul, I'll talk to you later about that guitar player.
I even sang in opera.
I know, but I'm looking for a different type.
I made my big hit in the Barber of Barcelona.
Barcelona?
Si, senor.
You mean the barber of Seville?
Well, business was so good, he opened up a branch.
Senor Lee, this year, leave me alone and just pick on your guitar, will you? I've got my own troubles. Gracie, did you see Hilda and Olaf?
Hot set.
Well, she saw them.
What? What are you doing here?
Imagínate que contrataron otro cantante después de todo lo que yo gusté el año pasado. ¿Qué te parece eso?
Oh, so what? A lot of people bet on the Dodgers.
Never mind. Gracie, what did you do with Hilda?
Well, I put her in the audience. There she is in the fourth row. Wave to her.
I'm waving to her. Hello, Hilda. Gracie, she's not waving back.
It's her day off.
Oh, it's her.
Gracie, while you were outside, that singer from the grocery store called and said he'd be right over.
Thanks, Paul.
Gracie, what kind of a voice has this new discovery of yours got?
Well, when I first heard him, he sounded like he had a mouthful of potato chips.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that was maybe because he did have a mouthful of potato chips.
Sounds like he's got a voice that'll hit you right smack dab in the eye.
It did.
George, I'll take back the aspirin.
The aspirin, I thought so. Gracie, what Paul means is, what kind of a voice has he got? What does he sound like?
Oh, well, why didn't you say that? Did you ever hear the Merrimack?
Uh-huh.
Well, he sounds like Max.
He sounds like Max?
Well, sure. He's not a girl. He couldn't very well sound like Mary.
Oh, the Mary Max.
Sure, you guessed it.
I made something up, I guess, yes. It came to me like a flash. Yeah. Look, the Mary Max happened to be four people. Can you compare him with one person?
Oh, sure. Bing Crosby.
Now, Gracie, stay that way and don't let your mind wander. Jimmy Cash sings like Bing Crosby.
They're exactly alike.
Well, good.
Of course, Jimmy's low notes aren't as round as Bing's, but then again, Bing's rolled notes aren't as brown as Jimmy's.
Bing's rolled oats aren't as brown as Jimmy?
That's a pretty silly question, George.
I'll admit that.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I can think of a silly answer.
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Say, stop kicking Crosby around like that. You know, he was my discovery.
Oh, well, we know that, Paul. Come in.
I sold the potatoes.
Well, finally arrived, folks. So, you're Jimmy Cash.
Oh, that's Jimmy Cash. You're looking at the rhubarb.
Oh. Pardon me, that's my...
Now, Jimmy, I want you to meet everybody. This is Paul Whiteman, and this is Bill Goodwin.
I'm George Burns.
You'll have to await your turn, sir.
You're not in a grocery store.
Now, George, he's my discovery, and I want to talk to him.
You'll talk to him later. Now, come here, kid. Now, don't get nervous. There's nothing to get nervous about. Did you ever sing before?
Yes, sir.
In theaters?
No, sir.
On the radio?
No, sir.
Where, sir? I mean, where did you sing?
At sociables.
At sociables? At sociables, huh? Well, let me hear you sing.
I'm nervous in front of a crowd, sir.
Paul, give me back the aspirin.
Yes, sir.
But there's nothing to be nervous about,
kid. No, Jimmy, look at that audience. Why, they love you. Well, just look at all those friendly faces.
Well, what about that woman out there?
Where?
The one who's sleeping.
Hilda, will you get up?
Please, George. You know it's her day off.
Well, all right, Hilda. Go back to sleep again. Gracie, you'll never get this kid to sing.
Yes, I will. Now, just leave it to me. Come here, Jimmy. Now, go ahead and sing. MGM might hear you, and overnight you'll be a star. And in the morning, you're married to Lana Turner. Now, go ahead and sing. Start, Paul.
The kid won't open his mouth, huh? Try Betty Grable.
Oh, Betty Grable or Ann Sheridan. Go ahead, Jimmy, sing.
He's probably holding out for baby Sandy, I guess.
Please. Now, Jimmy, you like being a grocery salesman, don't you?
I certainly do.
Now, how would you like to be the greatest grocery salesman in the world?
Gee, would I?
Well, tomorrow I'm coming into your store, and I'm going to buy 28,000 pounds of potatoes.
Oh, boy.
Sing the same old tune to the sweethearts that come and go. Let your intuition, aided by the moon, tell you little things the poet doesn't know.
And, Gracie, I take my hat off to you, too.
Oh, thanks.
Mr. Burns, can I go now? There's somebody waiting.
Who, your sweetheart?
No, a customer for the rhubarb. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Say, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Don't worry. Don't worry. I've got him signed. I made him put his John Henry right on the dotted line. Here's the contract.
Well, that's great, Gracie. I hereby agree to work for George Burns and Gracie Allen for the entire season, signed John Henry. John Henry? His name is Jimmy Cash.
Well, sure. As I said before, I don't sit and let the mask go under
quiet,
my feet. When things are done, I do them,
right.
And I always
come
know
on.
When people ought to do it.
Remember, folks, buy Swan, try Swan. See for yourself if Swan isn't really 8 ways better than old-style floating soaps.
Well, Gracie, the show is over.
Oh, I'm sure nervous.
Well, Cass, you're all invited to come over to the house and have something to eat.
Oh, please, Judge. You know it's Hilda's day off.
Oh, yes, I forgot that.
Well, come on, let's go.
What's your hurry?
I've got to cook dinner for Hilda.
Oh, for Hilda. Good night, folks.
Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. Until then, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, hi, Swan. Why don't you?
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.